Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. It's the 12th of the 12th of the 12th, and it's around about 12:12 in the afternoon. And I'm recording this boo today for two reasons, but the two reasons tie in very nicely together. The first reason, but by no means the priority reason, is that Paul Omani, Omani Blog on Twitter and here on Audio Boo, has asked people to record a boo today at noon, and so I'm running a little bit late, talking about the diversity of the planet, the peoples, the cultures, the whole world, a global diversity. And the hashtag has been used for this. It's time to understand. So the premise behind it is to understand the world, to understand the people in it, to understand each other. And it's a great thing. Paul's building up a tapestry, I think was the word he used, a tapestry of ideas, to pull these ideas together as a snapshot of how we think of the world today and what our place is in it and how we interact with it, I suppose. And looking at the differences and diversities of the people and the cultures in the world. Excuse the noise in the background, I'm just making a coffee. And the second reason I'm recording this boo, and also, like I say, it ties in with the first reason, is because two friends of mine, right now, at this very moment as I'm recording this boo, are entering into a civil partnership. Now, you may notice that I use the term civil partnership. Well, they're not getting married, but they are having the civil partnership, the equivalent of marriage, because they are two lovely young ladies, two very good friends of mine, Nina and Fiona. And these two lovely ladies have been together for a few years now, and today are bringing their love together in a civil partnership. And this is where the diversity, talking about different cultures and different aspects of peoples in the world, and we have a diversity here. I'm a heterosexual male, Catholic. And my two friends are two lovely ladies, two lesbian ladies, and one has no particular faith at all, and the other one has a faith. And I'm not going to go into the personal details here because that's not for me to say, but I know that I'm not stepping out of line when I go that far. And so there's some diversity there already. Here we have a straight Catholic male who is very good friends with two lovely ladies who happen to be two gay ladies, and one of those happens to have no faith, and one happens to have a developing or a searching faith, if you like. And what a diversity that is. And I'm going to meet these people, these two lovely ladies, Nina and Fiona, on Saturday to share a meal and to go out. And I'm going to stay the night at their house, and we're going to go for a hike the next day to talk about their union, to celebrate it, to enjoy it. And they've invited me to take part in those celebrations. So this is where we can come together, where two seemingly different kinds of people can come together perfectly well. And have a great friendship. And we do have a great friendship. And the reason because we have a great friendship is because we don't let anything get in the way of the friendship. Because nothing should get in the way of a friendship. Nothing should get in the way of looking at other people. We should see everybody through the eyes of love. And I love my two friends dearly. And I know I'm loved by them dearly too. And it doesn't matter in the sense of what our belief systems are, or our sexualities, or our politics. It doesn't really matter what they are, because it's the people behind these labels, these parts, these individual parts that make up people are just component parts to a large extent. The difference can be with faith. Faith can always be looked at from a person with faith can be looked at as not as a component part, but a fulfillment of the person. But this can also be looked around in the ways of sexuality. I define myself as a heterosexual, but not because it's a label. That's because of who I am. Now, these two ladies are not. These two ladies are two gay ladies, but that's who they are. So it's not even a component part there. So because they're not component parts in one sense means that there's nothing to debate. There's nothing to discuss. I can no longer have an influence on their sexualities any more than they can have an influence on my faith. And so it doesn't matter. We look beyond that at the persons behind, or the persons that those fundamental concepts of our individuality, what they make us. I am friends with them partly because of their nature, because of their sexuality, and they are friends with me partly because of my belief systems, even though we don't have the same fundamental makeup there. But that's not important. It's part of the whole picture, and the whole picture is to express and to love and to share everything of the person. And when we come to do that, when we come to accept, and it's more than acceptance. I don't accept them. They don't accept me. They just know me and love me, and I love them too. And because of this, we have the good friendship. And because of this, we can look at the world in different ways. We can all look at the world in eyes of coloured of our prejudices. We can all look at the world through who we want the world to be, how we want the world to be. We can look at the world from a person of faith and want to convert the entire world. We can look at the world from a person of a homosexual nature and want the whole world to understand that nature. But it's not going to be that way. But what we can do instead is look at everybody as a full part, a full component of everything that's about them, and not pick and choose the bits that we like, the bits that we don't like, because why are we doing that? Why are we picking and choosing? What do we want people to pick and choose the bits out of us and determine whether they want to be a friend or an acquaintance or whatever of ours based on who we are and our component parts? We should treat everybody as we want to be treated. And we should respect everybody the same way we want to be respected. I want everybody to understand me, that part of me is a Catholic and I have a faith and a belief system. I don't want to be defined by that. But I want it to be accepted, so I look at other people in the same way. Now, talking about the diversity of the world, we look at the world in the same way, or we should do. We should celebrate diversity, we should celebrate the individual, and we should respect all of that without trying to change it, convert it, absorb it, corrupt it in any way. We need culture, we need diversity, because without it, the world is going to be very flat, it's going to be very dead, and it's going to be very boring and very staid, and there'll be no development. Only by diversity and diversity of cultures and religions and sexualities and politics and everything else, by all this diversity, only then can we grow as a human race. Only then can we experience development and advancement and evolution. Without any of that, we can't. Of course, it has its own problems. There's always going to be problems here. We're going to have our own human nature stepping in and guiding us into certain directions of prejudices and intolerances. But that's going to happen. But that's a better way. That's a better way, in my opinion, than the alternative of everybody on this planet being me, being who I want them to be to make me feel comfortable. And I don't really want that. It might seem like a nice idea initially, but when you think about that a little bit longer, you realise it isn't. It isn't a good idea. That's an idea of hell in itself, and to use a religious term. And so I don't want that. And I want to involve myself with people who are thought thinkers, who are looking outside of the box. And when I say outside the box, we all know we should have a world without prejudice, but nobody really... There's not a concerted effort for this. It's like we're told not to do it. We make laws against ageism, sexism, prejudice. We make laws about this to force people into certain areas so they're punished for certain things. But there's no build-up. There's no general big picture of society to say, you know, we don't need those laws if we all looked at the world in a certain way. Look at the world through eyes filled with love. Look at the world as we want that world to look at us. I want to be loved by the world. I don't mean that in a pat me on the back kind of way, but I mean it by acceptance, to walk down, to be able to speak to people, strangers alike, and say good morning, and they smile and say good morning back, or to be able to go to my partner and enjoy her company, and the diversity of her company, and the disagreements we have, to be celebrated and not to be problematic. And we look at the world in through those eyes. Well, this is just my thoughts, and I want to wish Nina and Fiona all the best today. I know they'll listen to this, Boo, because I'm going to tag their names into it. And I shall look forward to speaking to them on Saturday and Sunday when I go and see them this weekend. And I can't wait to hear all about their day-to-day, all about their ceremony and the time. I know they're very excited and very happy. And I'm very happy for them. And there's nothing better in the world than bringing two people together in love. Because after all, as a man of faith, I don't say religion, as a man of faith, I believe love is a gift from God to the human race. It is something slightly different or hugely different to what animals experience for each other. Animals experience tenderness, of course they do, and they experience loyalties and they experience these sort of things. But love is a very complicated nature, and it takes a very complicated mind to have it in its fullness. And I think that's partly a gift from God. That's my opinion. But of course, it could be just a purely evolutionary thing that only human beings have. I don't know. I don't want to get into a debate on that. But I want to look at the world that way. I want to look at the world as if it's a gift from God. Because if it is, then everybody can be happy. There's no reasons why we should worry about two people being together of whatever sexuality, whatever nature, whatever religion, whatever creed, whatever nation, whatever. Let's be together in love. Anyway, I'm going to go because I'm prancing around like a nana here. I need to go to the toilet. So thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.